Little after 2 o'clock in the Southland on a live imagery Tuesday. 7:10 combo play time. Lakers coverage starts at 3 o'clock with Slee, the Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off. Don't forget, we're going to do the 2 o'clock call of the day in just a moment. So load up the lines, 877-710-ESPN. But first, it is time for What You Need to Know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
By the way, happy birthday, Phil Collins. Take it away, EKBK.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so I saw this on... There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah. That's where it started, remember, was the toss to corporate Greg.
Yeah.
Those in the old... When he was producing the afternoon show, Cappy, yeah. That's where the bit started.
With Sedano and LZ?
Yeah. Oh, those days were dark for Cappy.
Why'd you have to bring that up, Bergie?
Cappy loved that era, right?
Come on, Bergie. Why'd you have to bring that up?
He was sitting on one,
I love LZ. He's
he did
awesome.
The show every day sitting on one cheek.
Yeah. That's what you need to know. All right, but I saw this on Twitter today. And so Patrick Mahomes has now played 17 playoff games. And this that's a whole season, one full season of games. His numbers in that season... is over 67% completion percentage, 4,802 yards, 39 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. That's MVP level.
Sure.
It's just what you need to know, something about Patrick Mahomes that's even more amazing.
I mean, he basically puts up numbers that are equivalent to what he's put up in, like, his MVP-type seasons, right? Like, that's what... a great player does. Like, the reason Derek Jeter is a great playoff performer is because if you look at his numbers in the playoffs over 162 playoff games, it's almost equivalent to what he does in 162 regular season games.
Right.
There's no highs and lows. It's very
consistent.
Steady.
Yeah. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of this era. It's clearly a dynasty.
He played with Brady, so you're saying he's the greatest quarterback of this era while he played with Brady.
No, I consider the era broke when Tom Brady retired.
Last year?
Yeah. This is new.
Think he's been better than Brady for a couple of years.
Yeah, for a couple of years.
He's going to eventually become the best quarterback of all time.
Yes. Right. This would be number 3.
He possibly can be, but it's not year six.
Let's not jump ahead yet.
Just remember, Brady beat him in the Super Bowl.
Brady did beat him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, he had Similac on his breath, as Stephen A. likes to say.
Brady did?
No.
Mahomes did. Here's the thing. He's already the combination of all the great quarterbacks you love in one quarterback. Like, he's got the mobility of a Steve Young. He's got the arm strength of a Dan Marino or a John Elway. And he's already starting to get the winning pedigree of a Tom Brady or Joe Montana.
The other thing about
him
is...
What if he loses the Super Bowl? Are we saying the same thing?
I mean, dude, this team had no business being in the Super Bowl.
4 Super Bowls in 5 years?
He's a whiny little... I'm so tired of him whining like he's in an NBA game for penalties nonstop.
Brady every game. Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He was always coaching
you are so full of crap.
No,
they
changed rules for him. Because it needed to be changed.
Get him, George. Get him.
Brady,
I'm defending your guy, Cap.
I know, but I like when George goes crazy.
Nobody whined more than Brady. They literally changed the godforsaken rules for Brady about hitting
low. I don't like the whining. He's calling for flags constantly, and he gets them, which is even worse.
So did Brady.
So does LeBron.
Does LeBron.
But that's been an NBA normal for quite a while.
Well, you know where that really got going? It was Jordan did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But Jordan would more go over and talk to them.
No, but here's the way that changed in the NBA, and this is also what you need to know.
Yeah.
It was usually just the star players, right?
Right.
Barkley, yeah. Jordan, Ewing. And then the Detroit Pistons that won the championship. I've said this to Chauncey and those guys before. I said, you guys converged as a team on, like, said official, and that changed everything. Then everyone felt like, everybody's got free reign to go at him.
That was Larry Brown's strategy as coach.
Yeah.
Just complain on every play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Phil Jackson in his press conferences after the game would, like, coach the officials and sensitize them to different things.
Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, Larry Brown worked the officials after every playoff
chess.
Game.
Playing chess.
But, you know, George, you just said that the Chiefs had no business being where they ended up. It was not a great regular season. Travis Kelce didn't have a great season. Mahomes, by his own standards, didn't. Their wide receivers were not as prolific as they have been.
Non-existent for most of the year.
And what's happened in the postseason, and it's not like just flipping a switch. I don't know if it's just pure experience or if it's heart or if it's coaching or what it is. But the bottom line is everybody was making plays. I mean, even late in the game, in the AFC Championship game, when they decided to get aggressive and throw the ball down the field, and the ball hit Scantling.
MVS.
In as he's falling back. That kid dropped balls all year long, and he comes up with the big play in the big moment. So that team knows how to win in the postseason. And that's what we saw. and as bad as their offense was during the year, their defense was the best one they've had in the entire Mahomes era so far.
Yeah, there's no question about it. The one thing, and again, you go back and look at the game plan, my God, I mean, they did not run the football. The running backs ran the ball, I'm talking about Ravens, ran the ball a total of six times.
Six times.
And Kansas City is number 18 against the run, and they're number four against the pass. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why a running team all of a sudden becomes a drop-back team in the middle of AFC Championship
game. Even direct runs by Lamar. Like, why didn't you do that like you've done most of the season?
We see it with coaches all the time. At some point, they change up for some reason.
Yeah.
McVay did it his first year against Atlanta that night. Yeah. Changes up the game plan. And it all falls apart.
Except Dan Campbell.
Andy Reid.
No, Dan Campbell, you're right. Dan Campbell said we're going to continue.
At least he stayed true.
Andy Reid was notorious for that. Like smartest man in the room syndrome. Right. Yeah. He was with the Eagles especially.
As an Eagles fan then, it was heartbreaking every year because you knew at some point he was going to do it and change up what had worked all season because they get conservative. Or like he would say, our old friend Keyshawn, now in witness protection, they start to think they're geniuses in their own head and they could throw somebody off and it doesn't work. But Trey Flowers. Mm-hmm. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah. Zay Flowers.
I said Trey.
Let me tell you something. But this has already been predetermined, though. You guys have, I'm sure, seen the news today that it's already been predetermined that Taylor Swift, in association with the NFL and the Democratic Party.
I've seen this, yeah.
There is a conspiracy that they are going to win the Super Bowl, the Chiefs, all in an effort to get the current president reelected. It's all already written. It's already done. It's already out there. So.
The script writers.
Yeah, the script writers. Yeah,
it's already all done.
Nutty conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Nutty.
So, anyway, Mace, you wanted to fix the Lakers still, or are we done?
Oh, yeah. No, I actually wanted to tell
you. What about the call of the day? Is there no one there?
Nobody called? They're scared.
How is that possible?
Because they're scared of coming on with Sedano and Cap.
They were there.
There's fear through the Mason and Ironwood audience
today. They were
there,
and we got stuck on what you need to know, and
now
we're moving on.
There is fear through the Mason and Ironwood Reddit page.
Yeah, so the Reddit page.
There is fear
you're the only
through the
one
Mason and Ironwood Mafia.
The Reddit page. I do not read the
I don't
Reddit
read
page.
It, but.
You read it. You totally read it.
No.
You tell me when things are on there. You're like a Reddit troll.
I am not.
Yeah.
I have informants through the Sedano and Cap circle of trust that send me screenshots. I'm not lying. They send me screenshots.
They send you screenshots of stuff in the Reddit.
And they're more like, why is it these people are so obsessed with you? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. It is weird down there.
I just tell people there's a Mason, there's a Reddit page dedicated to hating me, which I love.
So, you know, when I was watching the games on Championship Sunday, I got a beautiful TV. Just a spectacular TV that I got from Mirror Audio Video.
Yeah.
And if you don't have your great TV for the Super Bowl, make today the day you finally upgrade with a spectacular deal on a spectacular TV that can only come from Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. Listen to this. Brand new Samsung 98-inch QLED. This is the Q80 series, Quantum, HDR, 4K, HD, smart TV for the lowest price ever. You can get the 98-inch Samsung just in time for the best football day of the year, and you're going to save a ton of money, and you get to work with our very best partners, Isaac and Roy from Mirror Audio Video. Here's how it works. Be one of the first three right now to call. Get through and buy, and you will get this 98-inch Samsung QLED. Here's how much. Regular price, $8,000. Right now, $4,699.
Wow. $4,699.
Bam! Unbelievable deal. only for the first three, $4,699 for the 98-inch Samsung. When this deal is over, you don't get your chance. Only the first three. Make it yours right now. Call 310-234-4010. That's 310-234-4010. 310-234-4010. Good luck for Mirror Audio Video in Westwood.
That was seamless integration.
Really nice.
That was really, really nice. Good. I thought you were about to tell us about your TV, and then you took me right into
Isn't
it.
Isn't that something?
Really good.
You really perform so much better when Ironwood's not here.
No, that's not true.
Mason, 710 combo play continues.
It's not Mason and Ireland without Mason. Juan always says it's not Mason and Ireland without Mason and Ireland.
Is that what he says?
Yes, and I agree.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, uh-huh?
I'd love to hear that on tape.
You'd like to hear Juan saying it's not Mason and Ireland without Mason and Ireland?
Right. Why doesn't Juan call for the 2 o'clock call of the day and say it on the air?
Juan does not call. He's not a public person. He doesn't want to be part of any of this nonsense. Yes. Oh. He wants to do acting things. He doesn't want to be part of this nonsense.
You know what we're going to do next, speaking of nonsense?
Yeah.
Radio Tinder time.
Oh! I never know. You guys can explain to me how Radio Tinder works. I never know
if I'm... You did it for like a year.
I know, but I never know if I'm swiping left or swiping right.
Yeah. Right is yes.
Turn your mic on.
Left
right
is no.
Right is yes. Left is no.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. But Bergman, you don't even structure them.
No,
that
I'm
way.
Not going to structure it that way.
Oh, so, we're not? So
no,
not
because really... he doesn't. Right. That's also the problem.
He
is
doesn't
that
understand.
He doesn't get it either.
I'm not going to do it that way. I just can't. I can
not
try.
Capable.
It'll be. It'll not sound good.
Try it.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah,
it.
We'll go for it.
We'll
go
see
for
what
it.
I have.
All right, Radio Tinder's coming up next. Combo Plate. Me, Shadano, Cappy, and Morales. 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Oh, yeah. Quarter after 2 o'clock in the Southland. On a Live Imaging Tuesday.
This was a great show.
Great show. And now it's on Hulu.
Is it?
I watched like 5 episodes over the weekend.
Great cast.
Amazing cast. A young Jimmy Smits.
Yeah.
You got Corbin Bernson.
Yeah.
Later on, John Spencer.
Susan Day.
Yeah.
Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin, of course.
That was
the Dreamboat.
Yeah. That was a great show. That was Bochco's show. We had actually, a buddy of me in Ireland's, Mike Robin, was the producer of that show. And was like, that was his first big gig.
Really?
Was L.A. Law. Yeah, it was landed on a really good show to start. He went on to do Cop Rock.
Oh.
Which was, do you know Cop Rock?
I'm familiar with it, yes.
Okay, it was a disaster.
Yeah, it wasn't L.A. Law.
It was like a cop show with songs.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was a musical?
A musical cop show. Yes, yeah. That's what they went for.
When Cappy and I are on our morning walks, when we walk by One Wilshire,
yeah.
I always say, see, that's the L.A. Law, the building from the beginning of L.A.
Law. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we like to play a TV theme when it's Radio Tinder time. Radio Tinder, you can follow... Oh, that's right. I got to do this. You can follow corporate Greg Bergman at @corporate_... What?
Greg.
Yeah. Greg.
Oh, my
Greg.
Name.
Yeah. On Twitter or Instagram. Don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala.
Yeah.
Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
Yeah, celebrate like a champion with Tequila Mandala, award-winning artisanal premium tailgate. It's not tailgate. Made from the finest mature agaves, bringing you the perfect sip of tequila to up your game with Tequila Mandala. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, for details to find a bottle near you.
Founded in the city of Downey. Just like me. Take it away, Kobe Gray.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so I was talking to one of our MCs, which is a salesperson in the back, Gabby Freed.
Yeah,
and
Gabby.
She has, do you know what Erewhon is?
Yes, it's a really expensive
fancy
store.
Fancy grocery store.
Yes.
Grocery store for super rich people.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, she's carrying around a bag that is a reusable bag that says Erewhon on it. And I was, why are you carrying around this bag? And she was telling me how she thought it was $15, but it actually turned out to be $50, but she bought the bag anyway.
So they have a reusable bag that usually you can buy at the grocery store for like, I don't know,
$1?
A couple of bucks.
You buy the bag for $50?
$50.
What is this bag made of?
Insane. It's a nice material, kind of. Like it's
but it's a bag.
Up, but it's a bag. It's a reusable bag. She says she's had it for 2 years. But
I used that thing for $5.
Oh, yeah. That's like one of them Burkle bags, right?
She's gotten $50 worth out of that bag.
The question is, you would buy a reusable bag for $50.
No.
Swipe left or swipe right?
No, swipe left.
I'm going to swipe left.
Get out of here.
You know, do you use reusable bags?
My wife does.
Does
I
she?
Don't.
Do you use reusable bags, Brian?
I try to. Always
Cappy,
forget.
What about you? Do you
no,
use...
I've got a pantry closet filled with hundreds and hundreds of paper bags from the grocery store. Because every time I go, I'm like, oh, gosh darn it, I forgot my reusable bags.
Yeah.
And I just keep on collecting these paper bags.
Right.
And
then,
plastic
you know, they'll
bags.
Charge you 10 cents for each one.
Right.
Cappy and I are on the side of the world. We don't use reusable bags.
Yeah, I do not either. Look, I expect a bag with my groceries. Like, that should go along with groceries. It's like downstairs at Starbucks, they're trying to get you to bring reusable cups.
Oh,
get out of here.
No. If I want coffee, I want the cup thrown
in. I want $7 coffee. You better give me a cup, sucker.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, you could do what I do. You could stay across the street at the East Central, and in the morning they got the coffee bar. And as Chris knows, I usually take about half a dozen
he
cups.
He steals cups.
I do. I take the cups and the lids.
For I don't understand
what
it.
Purpose?
So he can have them here all day.
Yeah, so I stash them in the office, and then when I use the company coffee machine, I have brand new cups.
Because they provide actual mugs here, and he doesn't want to use... He's always like, but other people use the mugs.
Yeah,
I go,
see,
we
I
have a, but we have a dishwasher. Do you go to restaurants? Do you bring your own cup for the restaurant?
I'm not going to use a house mug.
So okay, so you don't blame me for taking those
right,
cups.
Right, but when
Central.
You go to a restaurant, they give you glassware and you drink out of that.
I know, but like, who knows who drinks out of
those cups? We have a dishwasher.
Who knows who drinks out of a restaurant glassware?
Right, right.
I use a straw.
That's
I do not.
Know these people.
I do not like shared mugs. I just don't.
What do you drink with at a restaurant?
What do I drink?
If you have coffee at a restaurant.
And by the way, you're using forks that other people are using.
Yeah, that is gross.
Spoons and
well,
all
yeah,
those.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
Why is it different?
Because it's the pantry, and who knows who used it over there in the kitchen.
I would put it in
the
dishwasher just as a restaurant.
I would rather
use a spoon that Tommy Lamb used than some stranger.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we actually have done that before.
This, by the way, is from the guy that ate Starbucks. There was a tooth in something on his sandwiches,
there
and
was
he ate
a tooth
that.
In the
but he won't drink from the same mug that was washing a dishwasher.
Yeah, there was a tooth in a sandwich.
I don't think taking the coffee cups, though, from these central is a bad thing. Like, don't you guys ever take, like, hot sauce or anything from a restaurant?
No, actually, I don't.
Silverware?
No.
But I know people who've got, like, a drawer full of condiments, like little ketchup packages and stuff like that.
Well, those are okay.
I mean, the individual little
packages.
But
package, when people take bottles, which happens, that's one of the biggest issues.
That's what talking about.
A lot of people take ketchup bottles and stuff from restaurants.
How about sugar packets?
I don't use sugar. Packets are fine, I guess.
You can take them. You're allowed to take those.
Okay, I hesitate, but I'm going to say it anyway. My mom, over a period of time, got a full set of steak knives from a restaurant in Sandusky, Ohio.
Did she finish third place in the contest?
Every time she went, she snuck a knife out.
Oh,
so she had a whole set.
So she compiled it over time.
Yes, she did. Over time, it was a game plan.
Yeah.
All right, play the sound.
What's next?
Nice, guys. So I brought this up a couple days ago about the MLB The Show 24 cover athlete and the fan voting. Well, they picked the athlete today. It's going to be Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Oh, okay.
Cover athlete for MLB The Show 24. But my question to you guys is, do you believe in the curse, like the Madden curse or the cover athlete curse?
Swipe left or swipe right?
I'm going to swipe right, which is true, right?
Yeah, you believe
right.
Okay. So here's the thing. The curse works. It is effective if you believe it. If it gets planted in your head that something bad is going to happen, something bad is going to happen. But if you ignore the curse and don't believe it at all, you're totally fine. So it depends on whether Vladdy believes in the curse or not. If he does, could be bad news.
Oh, anyone? I'm going to swipe right also. I believe in the curse in a big way.
Oh, you
and
do?
And it's not because of what you just said, Mace, because I could turn myself off to the curse.
Mm-hmm.
But the evidence suggests that guys who go on the covers of these games, something happens. Whether it's an injury or their team finds a way to lose in a mysterious way, the evidence suggests that the curse is real.
I'm going to swipe left. I don't normally believe in the existential mumbo jumbo. I'm looking at a list right now that they compiled of MLB The Show specifically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would say that the majority of the guys were not cursed.
They were fine.
So of the last, 15 years, 6 would be considered cursed out of the 15. The other 9 played just fine.
Yeah, I'm looking
that's
like
too many.
Vladdy, Javi Baez, Bryce Harper,
David
Aaron
Ortiz.
Judge, Fernando Tatis Jr., Shohei.
Well, he was cursed.
Yeah, he was definitely cursed.
Oh, that's right.
He's one of the cursed.
He was,
right.
But, like, for the most part, like, 9 of the 15 played just fine.
But you know what I'm saying? If you believe it, I think something bad's going to happen.
Sure. I
don't believe in curses.
You manifest it.
Right. You manifest
it. We were talking about it yesterday.
I totally believe in that.
How about Antonio Brown when he was on the cover of Madden? He got cursed.
Yeah, that was not a good...
I think he did a lot to himself.
Well,
more Radio Tinder in a moment, but first, Shinano's going to tell us...
Oh, about Books?
Make sure your Valentine's Day is covered.
Listen, you don't want to be in the doghouse like Cappy on Valentine's Day, okay? And look, here's how you do it. You send the farm fresh flowers from Books. That's short for bouquets. And we got you covered around here. 25% off your entire purchase at the Books company. All you got to do is go to their website, Bouqs.com, Bouqs.com. Use the promo code ESPN. That's pretty easy to remember, right? And we'll get you covered with 25% off. Bouqs is my go-to flower source, and here's why. The Bouqs flowers, man, they're cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farms in the world, even farms on the side of a freaking volcano, like Mason said earlier.
Yeah.
So they stay fresh way longer. Bouqs is easy, so you buy roses with one click. You can choose one of their unique modern designs. They've got all sorts of different kind of flower arrangements there, including their 100 red roses that you've heard about, I'm sure. Valentine's Day is February 14th. I've already placed my order early and picked my delivery date. So make sure you get your stuff settled as well. Don't believe it when your significant other says, you don't have to get me anything. Lies, I tell you. Be the hero and go to Books.com. Use the promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's BOUQS.com. Promo code ESPN. Books. Promo code ESPN.
What's next, Corporate Gray? Yeah. Or Brian Cohen?
Nope.
Oh, Perico? Was that the Perico?
For a second there, yeah.
Oh. All right, well, if you want to look good for Valentine's Day, too, Rent-A-Center came out, and they're renting Jordans for a week for $20. You could buy the pair of Jordans for $500, or you can rent a pair of Jordans through Rent-A-Center for $20 a week.
Yeah, if you got to rent sneakers for Valentine's Day, you're with the wrong girl.
Yeah, I don't
But Rent-A-Center, isn't that like a furniture rental place?
Yes, it is. That's what, like, they're now they're switching into the shoe business.
It's like bowling shoes? Like,
yeah, like Jordan shoes, like Michael.
No, but like, you know that you're wearing the shoes this week.
Right.
Somebody else wore them last. I put this in the same category of drinking on a company
right.
mug.
Absolutely. You're not sharing shoes. I don't want to put my
no, this is far worse, actually.
Yeah. It is awful.
This is worse?
Yes.
This is awful.
And here's the thing. If you need to impress your friend, your significant other, or somebody you're just starting to date because you're wearing Jordans and they're not going to like you if you're not wearing Jordans, don't.
Hey, I just rented these for you.
Exactly.
By the way, they're $500 sneakers, but you can rent them for $20 for the week?
Correct.
And do you have to, like, put down a security deposit in case you do, like, major damage to them?
No, I think the stipulation was if you get to that $500, then they're yours, kind of a deal.
Oh, okay. So
like,
if you
they'll charge you $20 a week.
No, you
got to
rent them for, like, 5 months.
Yeah, it really, it used to be, like, for TVs and couches and stuff like that.
Well, I still
now
think they do
shoes.
I still think they do that.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. All right.
So but you return them and then somebody else comes in and rents them. Do you
what do you not understand about the rental business?
Well, here's what I don't get. You ready? Let's say the shoes start at $500, right?
Right.
And then let's say three other people have already rented them for a week at a time.
Okay.
Could you go in there and buy them for $4.40?
I don't think
I don't think it works.
They're not doing the Hertz model.
No. They got to depreciate.
Yeah, no.
They're not looking at shoe Listen, they're renting them for $20 a week. They've already made their money.
How much have these depreciated?
Cappy, how many days in a row do you send flowers to Rachel for Valentine's Day?
Well,
she get like 5 days in a row?
Well, just the other day, you said something to me on the air like, well, when was the last time you gave her flowers? And I was like, you know, it's probably been like 2 weeks. And I ran. I mean, I ran
2 weeks.
To the store.
You get her flowers that often?
I get her flowers usually on Mondays.
Every Monday?
Every Monday?
I try.
You should use Books.
The face,
idea.
I hope
I can get you 25% off if you go to Books.com. That's like bouquets.
Yeah, we got you covered, Kevin.
I hope
that
we have on file, in the video file, the face that Sedano just made when you said flowers every Monday.
Why, George? Why do you have, what's
I
with
just
the face?
You're not the most detailed person I know.
No, but what happens is on Mondays I will go over to her house, right? And she's got two young sons. And I kind of want to show these guys, like, hey, you want to make a lady happy? Mm-hmm. It's super easy. Just show up with flowers, Jack. It's just that easy.
Every Monday.
Well, he's got a primer because on Tuesdays he's mounting me on video.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I'm apologizing in advance.
Right, I got to butter her up in advance.
Yeah.
Babe, don't worry about what's going to happen on Tuesday and Wednesday night, but Monday it's all for you.
Oh,
Chris, I should bring you flowers.
I swipe right on all that.
Yeah.
What's next?
I like white roses, Cappy.
All right, I'll duly noted.
White roses are like friendship roses, are they not?
Well, if Cappy's giving
me... I thought it was yellow. That were the
is yellow friendship?
If Cappy's giving me red roses, then that's...
White is like a wedding. Red is
I don't know if I'm
to
ready
go.
To settle down with you, Cappy, just yet.
A white wedding.
Greg?
Brian?
Oh, another one?
Are we done?
Yeah. Were you rapping, or do you have another one?
I got one more for you guys.
Okay, good. Yeah.
All right, so you swiping left or swiping right that... Staying home and cooking a meal on Valentine's Day is better than going out.
I haven't celebrated Valentine's Day like that in a while, but I think the cooking at home is far better because I went out on a couple of I used to love Morns, and it just wasn't that fun.
So we haven't gone out on Valentine's Day in a long time.
But you went out for Valentine's Day.
Perhaps.
Like the day
but
after.
But no, but
the
I mean,
before.
Even sometimes we've done what Brian suggests, because here's the thing about Valentine's Day that drives me insane.
It's New Year's Eve for amateurs.
It is. That prefix menus, all that nonsense. If I'm going to your restaurant, I want to sample the restaurant.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
We have a tradition every Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We go to Vito's. Do you know Vito's?
My place in Santa Monica.
Oh, love that place on Ocean Park.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's where Hank, the bartender, used to
work.
Yeah,
okay.
That we ran into
Dear John.
At Dear John,
Yeah. Vito's is great.
Vito's is great.
Yeah, I love
that. So you guys
place.
Go Vito's every Valentine's Day?
Every Valentine's Day. Yeah.
What was the name of the bar that you were at when you and Juan first met and you've never left each other ever since? What was the name of that place?
where we first met?
Yeah.
Casa del Mar.
How come you don't go there?
We go there for our anniversary.
It's a hotel. Oh.
We met on January 1, so we go there on January 1. For Valentine's Day, we go to Vito's.
Got
so
it.
So I know where I will be February 14th that night. I'm going to slide into that booth. No. Can you imagine, Kathy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, we show up for Vito's?
A nightmare.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
One storm out.
And Cappy's wearing like a little heart t-shirt with a bow tie.
Oh, God. I'm swiping left on
Hey, guys, when we leave, are we going to the hot tub or what?
Yeah, no, we're not.
Happy Valentine's Day, Juan.
All right, let me see. Okay, we got Game of Games coming up. In the meantime, let me tell you about my partnership with the LA County Department of Mental Health. I'm really proud of working with them. Life's journey, as you know, has highs and it's got lows, and the LA County Department of Mental Health is there to support you through it all. Their team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. No shame in asking for help. You can call their 24/7 helpline at 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow, hope, recovery, and well-being. Combo Plate, Mason, Shidano, Cappy, Morales, 710 ESPN.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
2:30 in the Southland.
Oh, yeah. We are the world again.
On a live imaging Tuesday. 7:10 combo play. That was Kenny Loggins, I believe. This is Steve Perry. It is We Are the World Week. Of course, the anniversary was a few days ago. And the new Netflix documentary has dropped. The Greatest Night in Pop.
Oh, I saw that last night on Netflix. Yeah.
And I am waiting until this weekend. Oh, here comes the part with Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, here you go.
There's Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis.
And here comes Cyndi. Take 47, Cyndi, go.
Big one, Cyndi.
This was the best take, and it still hurts. And then the great Kim Carnes.
Kim Carnes.
Kim Carnes?
Who's Kim Carnes?
What was Kim Carnes' big song?
Betty Davis Eyes.
Yes, oh, yeah, Betty Davis Eyes. Right.
She also had a duet with somebody. Big duet.
Probably back
Kim
then.
Kim Carnes and...
Maybe it was... Kenny Rogers, he was doing duets with everybody.
I think it might have been Kenny Rogers.
He was
Rogers.
Everywhere.
Yeah, he was like...
When you needed a duet, you called Kenny.
He was the guy.
He left the chicken house.
Yeah.
He's like, with that beautiful beard, let's do this. And I said this earlier to Travis, because he's a big Bob Seger fan.
Love Bob Seger.
You know we are... what's the song by Bob Seger? We've Got Tonight.
We've got tonight.
Which is amazing. Oh, and awesome. Then over the weekend, I discovered that Kenny Rogers and Sheena Easton had a version.
No
and
way.
It's 10 times better.
Is it?
No way.
Oh.
Impossible.
I called my pops. He's like, yeah, that was a hit in 81. I was like, all right. No, but beautiful. We Are the World Week. I can't wait. I'm waiting for the weekend to enjoy the new Netflix documentary.
I'm so glad Ireland's not here.
Why?
Because we would be listening to Yacht Rock right now.
Well, by the way, my new best friend is the manager of Yachtly Crew.
Oh, yeah?
We're like texting about the games
and
stuff.
Yeah,
I can almost guarantee, as long as it's available, that they will be making an appearance
at
Man
V3. Is that right?
And nice. I might wear the outfit the entire time.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's going to be huge this year, right? Number three?
Mandy's three?
Mandy's three.
Might be the final one.
You think so?
Because I might just call it quits after that.
Oh, really? You might just burn it down?
It doesn't happen without you?
What? Really?
Well, I work pretty hard on it.
You do work hard on it.
What if I just retire at the end of Mandy's three?
It'd be...
Well, imagine the standing ovation from the Mason Ireland fans.
Just make it a great show. Just make it a great show, and if you want to walk away, walk away.
I'm tired, man.
Yeah. You look tired.
What's that supposed to mean?
You look like you've been in meetings all day.
Oh, a lot of meetings today.
Yeah, I've heard about
meetings.
It.
Big meetings yesterday.
Yeah. Tons of meetings. How do you do it?
I don't know. All I wanted to today was to come in here and talk about Phil Collins and We Are the World and the Lakers debacle last night, and I got to sit there and... I look at corporate Greg sometimes because he's the one person who understands me more than anybody in the room.
Does he really?
Well, him and Tommy, but Tommy's changed now.
Tommy has changed. He's getting a reputation for a guy who's changed. Yeah.
like how's he changed?
Literally, if you don't tell Cappy, by the way, comma, this is not for air, he will say everything.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right. Like Tommy's changed.
Yeah. How's he changed?
He's just more corporate.
He is very
corporate. Like corporate Tommy.
Like our owner Sam Pines has told me, every day, try to make Tommy smile and laugh more like you guys used to.
Oh, no, he doesn't smile anymore.
Did he really?
No more smiles.
Oh, no, no more smiles. Yeah. He's given up on the smile.
Are you still golfing together?
Saturdays, but it's
But even
tense.
That's not the same. Even
Sometimes
that's just
I don't
not
look forward to it like I used to.
Now, is he your boss or are you his boss?
We are equals.
So you and Tommy are equals.
We're not each other's boss, no.
Right. Who's Tommy's boss?
Sam Pines. We all actually work for Sam Pines at the end of the day.
Right, Sam is the big guy.
Well, he's one of the owners.
Yeah, he called me last night.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, what do you say?
You stepped in it a little bit.
I did, apparently.
No, you didn't. You're fine.
What'd you do?
He didn't do anything.
I did nothing.
I'll tell you off the record.
I'll tell you off the record.
But then you've got to say, you can't put this on the air.
OTR.
No. Do what Chris said. You may tell me something off the record, but remind me that this is not for air.
Okay, I will absolutely.
Because I will blab.
Yeah.
He will. He's such a blabber. He's got loose lips.
Loose lips sink ship, Cappy.
That's what they say.
So,
what?
Well, but before we continue, why don't you tell us about Jacob Imrani?
Oh, that's a good idea. Thank you. So, you know, not all personal injury attorneys are the same. One primary example is that if you're in an accident and you hire an attorney, some major law firms deem that the accident's too small and not worth their time, so they farm it out to less experienced firms. Imagine that. You think you're hiring one person, but you really have some rookie handling your case. That's another reason why, if you're in an accident, call Jacob. Every case is equally important to Jacob. He will not hand off your case to somebody else. And let's face it, who do you want dealing with the insurance company? Jacob or potentially someone a few months out of law school? Don't take the risk. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob. Get the medical care you need and the compensation that you deserve. Remember, some attorneys say they'll fight for you. Jacob's going to win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Don't forget, you can follow him on Instagram at call.jacob. Speaking of Instagram.
Yes.
I do not know. Do you guys use Stories, the Stories feature on Instagram?
No.
See, I don't know how to do it. Nobody told me.
Even I can figure it out.
Yeah, nobody told me how to do it.
I mean, you trying to share a post to the story, or are you just trying to make a story?
No, just make a story.
So just swipe all the way until you get to the story window.
Oh, and I don't do that. What I do is up at the upper left corner where I have my picture.
Yeah, just
if
there's
you
a
hold
plus
your
sign.
Thumb, right? Yeah. You hold your thumb on it, and it says you want to add to your story.
Well, that's
how I do it.
That's if you add a post.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
So do you do a story, Cappy?
I was doing some stories. I mostly add to stories. Chris will tag me on something,
then
it'll show up. And then I add to my story.
Okay. Yeah. I got to learn how to do that. The other thing is, how do you do an Instagram Live and then bring somebody in?
Cappy and I deal with that a lot.
I know, you guys do
that,
right?
I mean, it should pop up such and such is on.
We usually wait for somebody to add themselves so it'll pop up, but sometimes it doesn't work, so we have to add them.
Yeah.
So then you just, it's in the menu, I don't remember how.
Yeah, this is my goal. Instagram Stories and Instagram Live with somebody in it.
I'm glad you're mentioning this, but I'm glad you're mentioning this because I too have a goal.
Yeah.
I'm committed to, at some point this year, hopefully I start it soon, I got to learn how to use TikTok. Like, everybody's on TikTok. I feel like I'm missing the boat on TikTok. I know I'm late to the party on TikTok. I'm like trying to figure out how do I use TikTok. And I don't know how to use it. Does anybody here use TikTok?
There's a lot. The problem with TikTok for you is that, why are you laughing?
Well, what about for you?
Also for me, but more so for you.
Okay, why is that? What is the issue?
There's a lot more details than just posting a video. Like, you got to put edits in there and, like, video and, music. And, like, you don't know how to do... You
None
don't even
that.
Know how to find, like, stuff on your TV. Like, TikTok is a lot more elaborate than Instagram.
Okay, I want you to know something, George. You're exactly right. So last week, I was sitting at Yamava, and I said to Casper Villa, I said, do you know how to do a video on TikTok where I'm sitting in front and then in the background there's other stuff going on? And he's like, oh, yeah. And he starts trying to show me, and then he realizes he doesn't know how to do it either. My man spent the next day trying to figure out how to do it. And then once he did, he sent me an instructional video on how to actually do this, where I'm sitting in the front and it looks like there's a green screen with content behind me. So I'm committed to learning, and I'm committed to working on TikTok. I have to learn how to get onto TikTok.
I mean, listen, good for you. I mean, I don't think the figuring out part is the hard part. It's the willingness and the commitment to doing it on a daily basis.
Well, you know what?
Corporate Greg was talking about our TikTok strategy a few weeks back. I have a friend that makes tons of money on it, and I don't know how she does it. And I think that's the problem that a lot of our, like us, older people, we don't know how to make money off of it, right?
Right.
So doing it is a great strategy, but it seems like only the younger generation really has figured it out.
You're right, because the other day I was on this call with this young man who's a media student at USC, and I said to him, I said, well, what about Twitter? Do you use Twitter? And he laughed at me. I go, what's so funny, kid? And he's like,
kid?
Because nobody's using Twitter. I go, well, in our business, everybody's using Twitter. And I just feel like we're stuck on Twitter when we should all be migrating to TikTok.
But we're unique. Sports radio has been, sports media has been hooked on Twitter because that's where we could get information directly from the source.
Right, right.
Right? You don't need to wait for a middle person to go between, because athletes and celebrity types in sports are posting their ideas right there. They're giving you instant reaction. That's why we're so big into it.
But here's the thing of TikTok. Aren't we just giving all our information to the Chinese? Isn't that why it's banned in certain, like, government?
Do you use an Apple
phone?
I don't
have it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I know. I don't have TikTok.
Already.
I don't have TikTok.
But
you think the Chinese have my info?
You have an Apple phone.
Hold on. Do you use Google?
Yeah, you use Google.
I do use, but
it doesn't matter, dude.
Of course it does. Why are they banning it? Why do government people not allowed to have TikTok on their phones?
That means the government already has your information if you have Google.
Well, no, the government may, but I don't want the Chinese to have all my stuff.
Why? What are they going to do to you?
You know, you don't know.
They're
going
to show up to his house, like in that episode of 24. They're going to show up to the house and get in the hot tub.
Right? There's a whole generation of people, they gave all their stuff to the Chinese.
Oh, yeah?
Just here, take all of our private information.
I mean, we're getting deeper than we need to, but China controls our economy here. So I don't know. What do you
say? Now we're getting really deep.
I don't want to get
that. They control our debt, too.
Yeah. They control a lot of it.
So I don't know. What are you worried about? Yeah.
All right.
By the way, I want to tell Corporate Greg something.
Okay.
I believe that Corporate Greg has taken my lead, and I think he's dyeing his hair now, too. Because I'm telling you right now, his hair is two shades darker than his beard.
Oh, no, that's always been that
way. Yeah, I've known Greg a long time, and it's always been that way.
But
when you see him without product in his hair, it looks a little bit more balanced.
A little more rusty?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
there's nothing wrong with coloring your hair.
Yeah, the red beard is...
This is what Cappy does when he's not here. He sits in, because the way the technology works is he walks into a system where he sees it
all.
And
he's sitting and looking at himself?
And all he does is stare at us.
Yeah. Right, right. I got you as the Garfunkel hairdo. And somebody, by the way, in makeup, could somebody please come in and get some powder on Chrissy's forehead?
Yeah, it's shiny
today. It is shiny. My God.
Yeah. Usually I do put powder on.
Yeah.
You want me to? I'll go get
talking
the
make yourself up for this.
The last George segment, I'll put makeup on.
Yeah. George has powder.
Not right now.
Do you travel with powder?
I do, yeah.
Cappy and I
do
used you? To, but you got to be careful these days.
Right, different kind of powder.
When we do, and when I do NBA games.
You don't want those dogs barking at us through TSA.
When I do NBA games. Unless there's another female on the broadcast, we don't have a makeup artist.
So you got to do your own makeup.
So only if I do a game with Doris, will there be a makeup person there.
Chris's favorite.
And then if Doris is there, because she's the only analyst that I work with that's a female, because obviously the other females on the project are sideline reporters, so I wouldn't work with them, then that's the case. So if not, I just carry like a little compact.
I believe I said not for the air.
Yeah. And Greg Olson, too.
Not for air. Why are you going to address it?
Yeah, why even bring it up?
We have questions coming up.
Greg Olson.
You scumbag, Cappy. You are a scumbag.
It's Game of Games.
Game of Games coming up.
Yeah, Game of Games coming up. We will do that coming up next. It is Brian's game today, and we got all these players in the studio. Did Ireland rush to the arena or no?
I'm not sure. We'll find out in the break.
Okay. He is so competitive.
Cappy, I'm going to start a TikTok. I mean, I have one, but I'm actually going to start figuring out content just to, like, annoy you.
Well, it will annoy me, but here's what I'm going to do to you. You ready?
What's that?
Once you start getting good at it, then I'm going to start really bugging you like, hey, tell me how to do that. Show me how to do that. So you learn it, then I'll learn it from you.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. All right. I want to see Cappy doing little funny dances and stuff on TikTok.
It's really not that. Like,
isn't it?
Sports people know how to. There's a couple sports people that know how to do it really well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, I'm very jealous of A-Rod. A-Rod's killing it.
Richard Jefferson was the first person I knew that was like an adult that's my age that used TikTok.
Right.
And his TikTok became so popular that even during a game. So I had a game in Dallas one day where the basket was busted.
Okay.
So we had like a 40-minute delay, and Luca came up to him in the middle of our delay while we're vamping, going, yo, bro, I love your TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So you don't have to do funny dances?
I don't think you have to do funny dances necessarily, no.
Yeah.
That was kind of a thing that people were doing initially.
Right. Because I just thought it was like milk crate challenge and funny dances.
Content.
Well, that's how Chris and I learned our whole treadmill workout is a TikTok trend.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe. I just don't want the Chinese to have my stuff.
Well, they're not going to
want it. They have it.
They don't want it.
All right. Going to do Game of Games. It is Brian's game today.
Bergman's got to win. If you want to win, you got to win. But Bergman is on your tail.
Right.
I'm tied.
We're tied.
5-5.
Yeah, 5-5. So it's me, Bergman. Really, I need to win, or need Shadano to win, or Cappy to win. We'll do Game of Games coming up next. Combo plate. Me, Cappy, Shadano, Morales, 710 ESPN.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, yeah. Come on, 10 minutes in front of 3 o'clock. Live Imaging Tuesday. Happy birthday, Phil Collins.
Phil.
Sue Studio.
Lakers basketball coming up at the top of the hour. The Toyota Lakers countdown to tip-off. Before we get to Game of Games, you wanted me to put a little makeup on the shiny forehead, Cappy.
Yeah. Let me see what you got.
Yeah, I got some too.
Nice.
Now, should I use an oil blotting sheet first or just go straight? I'll just go straight makeup.
No, just go straight.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep going up further north.
I use MAC.
Get into your hairline because there's some... I mean, it's in full retreat, but
looking good, man. Whoa, looking good.
What do you use, Christopher?
I don't know.
You use MAC?
No, this is like, I need some MAC. Yeah. I need to get MAC.
Yeah, MAC's good.
All right. Game of Games
full
ready.
Full retreat, really?
Got a lot still. I haven't used
full
it.
Full retreat.
Full
Game
retreat.
Of Games time. Presented by our friend, calljacob.com, the great Jacob Emrani. Take it away, Mace.
Brian. Brian Cohen's game today. Brian, what do you got?
Wait, hold on. Morales, are you playing?
No, I'll just watch.
Okay,
he'll give commentary.
Maybe I'll join in later. Let me see.
See how it goes.
I like it when you watch. I don't have a problem with that.
You wouldn't.
Exactly. No, you'd be okay with it.
All right, you guys ready? All right, so it's
like Jimmy Swagger down there.
This was the moment we waited for all day.
Here's the pool boy. All right, take it away.
All right, we got a little Super Bowl game for you guys.
Oh, nice. Okay,
Super Bowl
good.
Team set. Yeah, a little Super Bowl trivia.
All right.
All right, first one here. Multiple choice.
All right.
How much do Americans spend on beer during Super Bowl Sunday?
As in, like, the whole country?
Yes. Okay. Is it A, $2.4 billion, B, $1.3 billion, or C, $950 million? Start with you, Mason.
I will go first, $2.5 million. Shadano?
Billion, you mean.
Oh, billion, yeah.
I'm going to go the $950 one.
Bergman?
I'm going $2.4 billion.
I'll take the one that nobody's taking. I'll take the middle one.
$1.3 billion. Cap is right.
Cap gets the point. Damn.
Yeah.
All right, number two. How much does the Lombardi Trophy weigh?
Mm.
Oh, Cappy's held it.
Oh, I know this.
Oh, yeah, I saw you naked in a bathtub with it.
True story.
That could be me at your hot tub,
that's
Mace.
That's real. Yeah. Nope. Not happening.
Is it 15 pounds, 11 pounds, or 7 pounds? The Lombardi Trophy.
Sinano.
11.
Bergman.
Was 7 was the other one?
15, 11, or 7?
7.
Cappy.
15 pounds.
I'll say 11.
It is 7 pounds.
Yeah.
7
pounds. Wow.
Boy, it is
7 pounder.
Not heavy at all, yeah. Huh?
It's very top heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
All right, number three. Similar to the beer, how many wings do Americans consume on Super Bowl Sunday?
Wow.
1.4 billion, 2.1 billion, or 3 billion wings?
This is Bergman.
3 billion.
Cappy.
What was the 2 point something billion?
2.1 billion.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I'll say 3 billion.
I will also say 3 billion.
Nobody is. 1.4 billion.
Wow. 1.4 billion. Okay.
Wow.
It's a lot of wings. So one beer per wing.
Yeah.
It's a Greg.
$1
one,
beer
one,
per wing.
Mason Sedano, nothing.
Okay.
All right, number four here. What famous jeweler makes the Lombardi Trophy?
Mm-hmm.
Is it A, Harry Winston? B, Tiffany? Or C, Signet?
We start with Cappy.
I'll go Tiffany.
I will also go Tiffany.
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 Burger. Sure, Tiffany.
It is Tiffany.
There you go.
We're all on the board.
We're on it. Now we have all scored.
Yeah.
Number five. The very first Super Bowl ads in the 1960s cost how much? $37,000, $29,000, or $25,000?
It comes to me, and yes. I'll say $25,000.
$25.
$29.
And Cappy?
What was the third choice?
$37,000.
No, I'll go $25,000.
Nobody got this one. $37,000.
Wow.
$37,000.
Wow.
He's right there for me. Damn.
All right.
Wow. Number six here. How much is a 30-second ad going for the Super Bowl this year, 2024?
Okay.
30-second ad. $15 million, $11 million, or $7 million?
Okay, this is Shadano.
Seven.
Bergman.
Seven.
Cappy.
What's the one above seven?
11.
Nat.
Okay, I read the article. I think it's seven.
It is seven.
Yeah,
damn.
I read an article today about that.
Yeah.
That means Greg has three, Mace, Sedano, and Cappy have two.
Okay.
It's a
race.
All right, four left here. How much did the ticket to the very first Super Bowl cost? That get-in ticket. $7, $12, or $20?
We start with me. Bergman, yeah.
Yeah, you've done too many sevens. I'm going to go with the middle one. What was it, 12?
12.
Yeah.
Cappy?
$7.
I'll say $7. Sedano?
Seven, what was the other one?
Seven, 12, or 20.
12.
It is 12.
Yeah! I'm back, baby.
Yeah.
I have three left.
Got a tie ball game?
No, I have four. Sedano has three.
Wait, did you get 12?
Yeah, I said 12 also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What was the most expensive Super Bowl ad ever? Who bought it? Is it A, Bud Light, B, Doritos, or C, Amazon?
This is Bergman. Actually, we go to the leader, right? Yeah,
yeah, Bergman is the leader.
Yeah, I'm the leader. So I'm going to say Amazon.
You're tied.
Bud Light, I'll say.
Cappy?
Well, I got to try and catch up. I'll take Doritos.
I'm also taking Doritos.
This was great. It's Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon. Wow. Echo.
That was it made sense, but yeah. You figured out it's
most
too easy.
Recent. Yeah.
Why'd Cappy say Doritos weird?
I thought Doritos, too.
No, but
Doritos.
He said like Doritos.
Doritos.
Yeah. Doritos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Diana Ross.
Why'd you anglicize it?
Look at the score.
you anti-anglicized it.
Let's see. There's two left.
Doritos.
Two left.
Two
so
left.
Cappy
oh, wow.
and Mace are both out.
Yeah, so it's just
nonsense.
Me. I got to go opposite of Greg.
Yes.
So Greg goes first. Go.
Diana Ross sang the most songs during her halftime performance. How many songs did she play? 10,
Bergman.
8, or 12?
Bergman. 10, 8, or 12. I'm going to go with 10.
Shadano?
I'm going to go 8.
It is 10.
Oh!
It is 10.
That's
a right there.
That's
a victory.
Now, there's wait a minute. Is there one? Not one more?
There's
there
one
is,
more.
But he's already
he
won.
Three.
He's clinched.
Yeah, I clinched
it.
That's right. Yeah. We can finish it off.
Nah,
like.
No, that's okay. Yeah.
I mean, Chris, you're watching. Should we finish it off?
Finish it off.
Yeah.
Just go ahead. For bleeps and
giggles. I'll give you the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay.
Budweiser has purchased the most Super Bowl ads ever. How many ads have they purchased? Closest to the number.
Okay. I will say they have purchased, let's see.
There's 58 Super Bowls.
58 Super Bowls. I'll say they've purchased 100 ads.
I say 132.
How many different ads? Or how many years?
How many different ads?
I will say 150.
I'm going to say one.
I think this one is George. 142.
142?
Yeah, darn. Yeah.
We better see those Clydesdales on Sunday. On Super Sunday.
Need those horses.
Yeah, because remember, there were years they'd do the Clydesdales, they'd do the frogs. There were the frogs. The frogs were a thing for a minute.
You can see all the ads starting to play out, like details on February the 11th, that kind of stuff.
But then when they got acquired by that other company, a European company, they stopped advertising for a while. They didn't run.
Budweiser?
You didn't see the Clydesdales for a while. Then they brought them back.
I'm glad they're back. All right.
Don't say that sarcastically.
It's part of American culture. I love the Clydesdales. I'm pro Clydesdales.
You're also talking to a guy who drinks regular Bud on a Sunday or on a Saturday playing golf.
Yeah.
Bud heavy.
All right. So they're telling me 20 seconds. So let me wrap this up. Thanks very much for listening. It's a combo plate. It was fun today. Shadano, Cappy, Morales, great times. Brian Bergman, nice job. We got Lakers basketball coming up. Me and Momo tomorrow at 1 and regular show tomorrow afternoon. Lakers basketball now, 710 ESPN.